abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Sorry about that. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. I was just looking outside here, and I noticed the clouds are darkening here, and so I went over to Intellicast to look at the weather here, and it says there's a significant weather advisory for areas of Idaho and Clearwater, Mineral County, and southwestern Missoula County. So we may get a lightning storm, and we've been having a lot of power interruptions here lately with the amount of different types of weather and stuff going through the area. And which means that I've had to reset my clocks four or five times. But anyway, good evening to the show. Hello, Uma. Today is Sunday, June 3rd, 2018, 5 days away from the anniversary of the USS Liberty. You can join us in the chat room at the following URL, onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, as you know, is in the control room to help the show along as well as answer any calls. So if you want to chat with us here, be sure to call in at 1-800-313-9443. You know, I've been sitting around all week thinking of where this country is as well as the rest of the world is headed. And I was reminded of how growing up my mom, how particular she was on certain things, and especially when it came to cleaning house. And we were all assigned chores, just like many other people were. I don't know if they are today, because it sure seems like people are not adequately trained for anything today. But I remember when we were doing the floor there, my mom would come in after we had finished there, and she would point out all the places we had missed, and she would, that long index finger of hers saying, look at that buggy over there, and that buggy over here. It got kind of monotonous there, but, you know, it helped us to make sure we did a job and did it well, you know. But many decades later, though, I would look at this as part of humor there, because I remember in her final days and taking her to the doctor for her cancer, that we would stop and gas up there. And, of course, here in Montana, Bugville, you know, get out and wash the windows there, so... Anyway, I'd be out there squeaking on the window there, and my mom would be inside there with that ever-loving index finger still pointing in her dying, fleeting moments there that I had missed a bug on the window. So I always thought that was kind of interesting. But anymore, the you know, you might ask why I'm telling you this, and of course, I had to laugh the other night. I was flipping through videos on YouTube, and I just started laughing there. Why? Because they actually have videos on how to sweep or mop a floor, as well as even videos on how to change a simple light bulb. And I thought, boy, you talk about it. Dumbed down people. Most stuff you learn from kids, like when your light went out in your bedroom or something, and you told your folks and they handed you a bulb and says, go change it. Well, maybe you got shocked or you didn't. But the point is, did I hear Kenneth in there? Hey. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. All these, Kenneth was saying, like the warning labels on things about do not use this in a bathtub. And you know, I mean, things, it's, You even see stupid TV things nowadays in old movies and stuff where someone will throw a knife into a toaster while it's on. It's like they have to expect what the outcome is going to be. But I actually think about, you know, a lot of these videos might be good instructional videos for a lot of people, especially the automotive ones, especially in our day, because unlike it was back in the 70s, my friend and I, we could crawl inside the engine compartment and work on a 289 Ford engine with both our legs inside the compartment and be cranking away on the carburetor or whatever like that. And nowadays they've built things that you can't even work on them. And so these instructional videos on YouTube are kind of nice, you know. You need to change a water pump or something like that. First you have to identify it. And of course there's always hidden screws. And then of course the way commercialism is nowadays, you have to buy a special tool to be able to extract a certain bolt or something, you know. They're all designed so you can't work on them. This goes as far as even cell phones now. You used to be able to, if your cell phone battery was getting bad, you just go down and buy another cell phone battery. Now they've made it so that it's all a sealed container. And of course, the object is that you're not supposed to buy another battery. Just buy another phone for $800. But anyway, so in a flashback, the same thing here. One of my earliest jobs was in maintenance down there in Las Vegas there. And one of the first parts I would do of my job after clocking in was I would survey the entire casino. That's indoors and outdoors to check for any light bulbs that were out. And I'm saying casino. So you imagine Las Vegas and all of its brilliance back then in the 70s. Imagine what it is nowadays. Of course, all the lights are LEDs and stuff nowadays. But you imagine the amount of light bulbs that a casino went through back then. So, again, like I say, a lot of the videos are nice, but a lot of them really makes it look like people are really dumbed down to the point where they just don't understand that chores lead to training, and that training helps one out later in life. And that's why I'm totally miffed about why, like down at Berkeley, they're offering anal courses. In Pennsylvania, they're offering courses on the querying of God. I mean, I cannot see realistically why anyone could put that down on a job application as some qualifications, you know, unless you're out to screw the customer. But anyway, and of course, like most jobs today, even if you are qualified, the employer doesn't want a qualified person because they want to train you up the way they want you to work. And that's been that way for many, many years now. If you change from one firm to another one, well, that, you know, you did things different than the other one compared to the way this new firm wants you to do. And so you have to go through their training manual. So all you had to do is just show up for work, basically. Anyway, I thought I would highlight this tonight before I got too far in the show because, like I say, more and more people are just doing less than what actually should be required. Anyway, I have a lot of news items to speak of, one of which continued this continued forced migration of people from all over the world. And more as you start looking into this, you'll see that there's an agenda here. Europe is talking about accepting another 250 million immigrants. And of course, these are coming from, you know, Africa and other areas. And of course, they always omit this, although there was a great article on antiwar.com about this UN human rights, where they admitted that in 2016 alone, that over 60 million immigrants had migrated from three different countries. What they omitted on that was that it was the three countries that the United States and its allied partners like France and those were bombing. But it just seems like people are being driven out. And of course, they're the mundane portion of this. And it sounds so innocent and everything. But of course, it's not because, well, as you'll read from tonight's, or you'll get out of tonight's thing here, that so many conditions are changing throughout the world here. In fact, over in Europe, there are no-go zones where the entire demographics have shifted and are being replaced. And, of course, as I mentioned, this isn't by accident. You might wonder why the internal workings of these so-called G-Summit meetings aren't televised, as well as the Bilderberger and the CFR meetings. Why aren't these televised so that people know what's going on? John Q. Public doesn't know anything. for us, we try to get up in the daytime, plan our day's events, and do what we can to kind of eke ourselves along in life. But everything is planned, and it's planned by others. And this can, you know, includes the food that we're allowed to eat, what's in our beverages. As a matter of fact, I can draw this up here real fast. Where did I put that? Oh, yeah. I had looked this up here because someone else had said something about it. And so I did a fact check on this. Of course, this comes from Snoop's, where it talks about famous food companies are caught using these aborted fetus cells as flavor enhancements, enhancers in their food. And, of course, Snoop says this is false. Then as you read down this like that, then you can find out here where even a famous rabbi says that aborted fetus face cream is not kosher. Oh, Oklahoma lawmaker wants to stop Pepsi from using these aborted fetus cells in soda, which they have done. But when you start looking at this, there is more and more information on the use of these flavor enhancements, as well as, and this is kind of where I'm getting into tonight's show here with the constant doublespeak that we hear from Washington, or I call it WAR, WARSHINGTON, Washington's different, district of criminals over there. But the fact that life seems so precious when it's a foreign policy matter, like say Trump, when he launches 100 Tomahawk missiles at Syria, citing, of course, the poor, poor children. And then we have Planned Parenthood here domestically that aborts over 800 babies a day. And apparently those poor, poor children didn't matter. Unless maybe they're using those poor, poor children for flavor enhancements. And a lot of this is taken from kidney cells and stuff like that. But anyway, if you do some research on that, it's kind of interesting. But anyway, you can wrap this up into health too, as far as, like I've mentioned, the food that we're given a choice of. It's like what they deem will either kill us or kill us faster. But they milk us right up until our deaths. And of course, then we're told by our... Sorry, I had a scratch. We're told, that our loved ones that, with these constant, if you get a bill in the mail, it isn't just a bill from, say, the telephone company for your DSL, it's stuffed with a plethora of flyers for Dish TV, DirecTV, some cable firm. Everything is based around some corporate thing to where you are, to open up an envelope and say, hey, I should get that. To me, it's like BBC over there in London, where people actually are taxed for propaganda. That's my personal opinion. A lot of people agree with me. But anyway, it's commerce. That's all they care about. And, of course, they're always buying another single, I don't care if you're watching a TV commercial or something like that. It was some Swiffer mop or something, believe me, I've seen my mom down on her hands and knees out there cleaning the floor, and it looked damn good when she got done, too, But nowadays, everything's supposed to be automated. And, of course, with a Swiffer mop, you have to get your little containers, and they have little refill things. I mean, it's always devised towards constant buying of something. And to me, it's like a child's toy, of course. A child that sits there and pulls his, one of these temper tantrums in a store because they want that toy. They want that toy. They want that toy. And so finally the parent will break down and buy him the toy, and the kid will play with it once or twice, and suddenly it's off in the corner. And then you ask the kid later on where it is, and I don't know. But anyway, where am I going with this? The trade wars are really heating up, and this is not going to be good for people in America as well as the rest of the world. On Zero Hedge, Trump's auto tariffs would be a net negative. It would destroy 157,000 American jobs. And this is from a six-page policy report that said automobile tariffs introduced by President Trump would ultimately be detrimental to the American worker. So when you think of, just say, 157,000 American jobs, right now there's a credit crunch where people are so heavily reliant upon their credit cards. A loss of a job could be an apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, an automobile that's repossessed, as well as a hit to one's credit, as well as domestically the internal fractions that arise in the family, the added stress, possible divorce, separation, whatever like that, you know. And this is also that these big corporations can make the money. And then, of course, the more you think of it, though, is as I was reading these things here, I kept thinking, well, I don't know anyone that's buying anything because no one I know that has any money. Oh, you might have $10 or $20 or something like that, but even the IMF World Bank has made a statement here that the United States citizens are basically $400 between total demise because it could be a blown out tire or some other automobile repair, a refrigerator, something like that. And most people cannot afford anything anymore. And of course, it's all devices. You go out and put it on a credit card at 20 some odd percent interest and pay on it for months and months and years because no one can pay off the full balance. And another one here comes on that is the United States is sleepwalking into its next crisis. And these trade wars are causing rising prices. I see this domestically by the rising prices of food already. And, of course, a lot of this is like locally here where, in the vegetable aisle, it all says product of Mexico, and product of Guatemala. You know, and of course, at least they're labeling the food and stuff where it's coming from. But the point is, though, is as these tariffs take in more and more, it's going to affect more and more people. And for those that are on limited budgets, that means that health and everything else is going to start to decline even more. Even in Canada here, of course, Canada, you know, United States is the closest neighbor. Justin Trudeau up there has said the Canadians have served alongside Americans in two world wars in Korea, and from the beaches of Normandy to the mountains of Afghanistan, we have fought and died together. But then he goes on to state here that the fact of putting all these tariffs on Canada's aluminum and steel is going to be really detrimental. And this doesn't just go into Canada. Germany's talking about it. Italy is talking about it, that they are not going to put up with this U.S. bullying, not only in trade wars, but also in having to sanction their neighbors in which they depend upon their livelihoods and feeding their citizens. And, of course, the U.S. constantly bullying someone. And this was ever shown even more about the obstinance behind that in that latest U.N. vote on trying to rein in Israel over there in the massive killings over in Gaza. And out of all those membered states like that, only one hand went up in objection and a veto, and of course that was Nikki Haley. And, the world looks at America sometimes as we must be the stupidest people in the world, like that, to allow this stuff to go on. But anyway, as far as history, though, the 3rd of June in 1839, China destroyed 1.2 million kilograms of opium seized from the British traders. These British proceeded to wage this war to protect their drug trade, which financed numerous conquests throughout the 19th century. And I was just reminded of this historically here, my break's coming up, because John Kerry and also Franklin Delaware Roosevelt, their relatives were heavily into this opium business, and that's how those families made their fortune with the Indochina Opium Wars. So anyway, that's a note on that for historically. I have a story about a poor dog here that died here coming up next here, but we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay with it.
Talk is all you get. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and it's a beautiful day out. That doesn't matter to you probably where you're living at, where you don't have no scenery and no beautiful mountains and beautiful rivers that are overflowing right now from our thaw and everything like that, but it's so green up here right now. It'll be brown here before too long, but try to enjoy it for the time we have it. Anyway, I have a sad story here before I get into my other news here, but yeah, a dog was buried alive and starved to death and deserves justice. And this is from a petition that's being forced around. And this is back in Pennsylvania. And the police are over there investigating where this dog was intentionally starved to death in a wooden area. And, of course, video and pictures of the dog scene shows that the remains of this pit bull, like my cute little Milo here, were locked inside of a cage and hidden in a hole beneath a layer of boards with no water or food accessible to the dogs only. And, of course, the dog's only comfort was a blanket left inside the cage. Anyway, I read that story and I thought of the poor pit bull, and I thought about how these poor pit bulls are so maligned, I guess you call it. You know, pit bulls are good dogs. They're just, when you start training dogs, it's like people. When you train people or dogs to be violent, they get violent. That's why they put them in these dog kennel fights, you know. But anyway, but as I read it, though, all I could see is where the party lived. Of course, that's America. And, of course, it's a country that approves the torture of humans. So go figure, you know. Anyway, I want to get back on this thing about the coming trials that may be hitting America here pretty soon. And before I do this, I'll preface this by, you know, Netflix has a show out. It's called Life Below Zero. And I really like the show there, especially one of the guys that lives up there in the Yukon area, where I forget how many miles away he is from any basic civilization there, but he lives along one of the rivers up there, and he has his own fish cages where they store their fish for that they catch for the sled dogs or anything like that. But anyway, really nice setting there. But one of his famous quotes out of that thing, though, is, if I don't have it here, I don't need it. And if he needs something, he can usually implement it by making it with whatever tools he has. So he can fabricate whatever, especially like if his fish wheel breaks down or something, he can either make a new bearing or whatever, whichever he needs to do. But it's not one of those things where you're going to trek off 120 some odd miles with a snowmobile at 40 below weather to find a part, and then snowmobile all the way back over to find another part, or to bring that part back to the house and then work on a thing like that. You have to fabricate things where you can. But in lieu of this, the de-dollarization, it's escalating, and the African economy needs more usage of Chinese yuan. And this isn't just Africa. It's Iran. It's Venezuela. It's all these countries that the U.S. has been priming for years now in their so-called color uprisings. To get them to force them over to the United States' so-called capitalist way of doing business, and that's a cat, Murr. Anyway, anyway, this push keeps going on here, and it continues to accelerate. Americans are going about their daily lives worrying about more blasphemous comedians. The participation of these so-called trophies and the Kim and the Kians and the traitorous behavior. They're worried more about NFL players taking a knee, but yet they don't realize that the United States economy is based on what's known as a petrodollar. And as more and more people move from this petrodollar and move to different currencies, this is really going to be hurting America, as well as all of these tariffs. And what it's going to do is it's just going to make it so that people don't want to do business with America themselves. And this bullion will get worse, or it will turn from a trade war to a hot war. And that's something that one should think of. I have more on this tariffs and stuff after this commercial here. So anyway, we'll be right back. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And following up where I left off here, this is another story that people should be taking note of. The headline caption is, "We must respond to U.S. tariffs, end sanctions on Russia," the Austrian vice chancellor says. And, of course, it goes on to say that it's time to respond to U.S. President Donald Trump's trade tariffs and lift EU sanctions against Russia. The Austrian Vice Chancellor Heinz Christian Strauss said ahead of the President Vladimir Putin's visit to Vienna. And, of course, rethinking these EU sanctions policy towards Russia is desirable because, of course, as you know, it's killing their economies. You can watch the endless videos of farmers and ranchers blocking highways, dumping manure on their parliamentary headquarters where they can't sell their products or they can't buy products because of the West's total sanctions on Russia for doing absolutely nothing wrong. They keep pushing this fake narrative that Russia illegally annexed Crimea. Anyone can look that up, the annexation of Crimea. And it doesn't say that. It just says that under this push that the performed over there that the people of Crimea opted out, just like you'd hear about Texas or California wanting to secede from the Union. They did so, didn't want any part to do with that Nazi government over there in the Kiev, and they did that under international law. It was a well-recognized vote, but like this recent vote down in Venezuela, the United States says we don't recognize it. Same thing in the Arab Muslim countries. Whatever the Arabs vote, I don't care. Seriously, folks, this is like watching your country being occupied by a foreign force, and then they bring in their own government, a puppet government, and then they allow you to dye your finger purple to vote for that said puppet government as if you have a democracy. Now, does that sound right? But that's what goes on. Just like when Dr. Bashar al-Assad won that election over there, it was monitored by, 50-some different voting-type, nation-type observers. And it was a legitimate thing. And, of course, they were, Assad was elected by his people. Oddly, Trump, in a landslide, it seems like, was elected by United States people. And they can't wait to get him out. But you'll see there's more and more of this. And all I can tell people is that if you really want to see what's going on in the world, just start Googling CFR, whether it's CFR Venezuela, CFR Australia. Listen to what this CFR does. And I played here a couple of weeks back about Hillary Clinton mentioning that she got all of her tips, we'll call them, on what she should be doing. And then in 2016, Donald Trump met with the CFR. And of course, remember, his constant 180s. First, it was get out of Syria. We're pulling all the troops out of Syria. We're not going to fund the rebels anymore. And everything has been backwards. It's just they're more and more embedded there. And there's more news to that, too, that what's going on in that area over there. But anyway. And, of course, this doesn't end here because we also have the EU Commissioner Chief Juncker over there that is stating that, again, with this steel and aluminum, the amount of commerce it's going to be affecting for their own people over there. And I find this kind of funny. As the U.S. ramps up its so-called political wars, which go from sanctions to trade wars to hot wars, that they are alienating allies, ones that might in the future be building ships and stuff, just like it was in World War II, where the United States was supplying Britain with all those cheap, fast ships and stuff that Germany kept sinking like mad. But anyway, but it seems like one's cutting one's nose off, what you should be doing is pooling your resources, especially in a time of a global economic slowdown. The constant lies about our economy, the jobs. Every time I mention this on Twitter about back in the 70s, how our employer paid our health care, paid our dental, gave us 40 hours a week guaranteed. We had vacation off. If you're a woman and you were pregnant, you could get maternity leave off. This was all taken care of through the unions. And that's back when the unions worked for the people. And now, of course, they're just big lobbyists for whatever a corporate shill they want to work for. And of course, the employee today is working part-time jobs. No future, no pensions, nothing like that. They're just service jobs, bartender, waitress, waiter, whatever like that. So anyway, things are changing fast here, and I think people should be more and more mindful of what might be coming here in the down the pike, as they say, with our own economy. And the government has for years been stocking up their bomb shelters and dumb tunnels, they call them, those deep underground military base things, for years. But, of course, if you as an American start prepping and starting to save food and stuff, I've even seen where they've even tried to outlaw that of a citizen trying to prep. Unlike some Mormon friends I know, that they always seem to have a nice, big, huge locker of food somewhere, But people should be prepared because of the economy is going down, and that's the important thing. Eventually, it might get to the point where a lot of us can't afford the internet. Even a recent poll here recently was if it came to making an automobile payment or paying a cell phone, which would be more important, and people picked the cell phone. So they were willing to default on an auto loan. And I couldn't believe that, because that is really up there. I mean, it's one thing to default on a phone thing because they just shut it off. And, of course, you only owe the original balance of, well, whatever, $100, $200, something like that, you know. But on a car, you're talking about thousands of dollars, and one that they're going to nag you with for the rest of your life until you pay it, you know. Anyway, Israel is in the organ harvesting and human trafficking global ringleader with complicit help from the U.S. and Turkey. And this story goes back for a couple of years here, but it talks about the human trafficking, the sex slavery, and another related ongoing shameful practice that is also increasing globally, of course, is this harvesting of human organs, and especially from war victims, and selling them on the black market. This presentation will focus on the desirable crimes that are being, deplorable crimes being committed regularly on each of the current war fronts and beyond. And this goes on to talk about in Syria alone, that over 18,000 Syrians have had their organs removed during the war thus far. You know, I read in Iran they had problems with people that were actively donating a kidney. And, of course, that was to pay off their student loans and whatever like that. And, of course, you have to remember, if you get rid of one of your kidneys, that means that if the other one goes, you're basically screwed, unless you can find someone else to salvage apart from. But it looks like it's more and more this Borg, that's all I can call it, Borg mentality, where you'll be assimilated and snap off parts and stuff. But there's such a trade in human organs. There's such a trade in these baby fetuses. And I don't think people realize how sick that actually sounds. It's like there's a Dr. Frankenstein located on every corner. This article goes on talking about the fact that with all these people being displaced, that many are having to either financially make a decision on life. And sometimes, since that black market is there, people will willingly opt into it instead of opting out of it in order to survive and make sure their families are taken care of. And that may show love in one respect there, but in the first place, you have to think of those areas that are affected there, like Iraq, say. The amount of depleted uranium that had been dropped on Iraq, and the massive disease and deformed babies, everything like that. That it just seems like it's so much for people just to try to exist now. But then they have all the effects of the war. Just like when you hear them talk about so-called climate change, they never factor in there all the millions of tons of bombs that have gone off, how many atomic explosions have gone off. They never factor in how many volcanoes are active or anything. It's always something that you or I did. You know, we're the ones causing it. It's not these CEOs of these big companies flying thousands and thousands of miles, burning hundreds and hundreds of gallons of fuel to go to these climate change summit meetings and then tell us that we're the ones doing it like that, you know. It just doesn't make sense. But, of course, most sheep will believe anything. It's coming up here, so I'll wait till after the break here. One thing that's really starting to make parents mad is these unannounced active shooter drills that are traumatizing the middle school students. And this is a story here that, God forbid if they ever did that to my granddaughter. My kids are all raised now, but I have grandkids now. But you imagine where these so-called safety drills are unannounced, and suddenly you have a SWAT team bust into your classroom, your child or grandchild's classroom, with all of their assault rifles, and they scare the crap out of these kids. And of course, you know, they might announce there's a code blue or whatever like that over their little school PA system there, you know. But this article here highlights the fact that this 1/8 grade girl, that upon seeing this, she thought that this was it, you know. So she hurried up, hurriedly texted her mom and says, "Mom, I love you," thinking that this was it, you know, that there was going to be a massive shooting and everything. But I believe that these here are just to inculcate the kids to accept this militarized police more and more. And that's why these psyops are being taking place at all these schools. You know, because children are the most impressionable. And that's why you've got that ex-FBI agent's son, David Hogg, out there pushing this type of memorandum to the public there, that guns are bad. And of course, they only attack people around schools. But I still remember back in school, we could take our guns to school, and we had shooting, everything like that. You know, we didn't have shootings of people, but we had, you know, same thing with archery and everything. You know, but they're making it to the point where they're bringing in all the immigrants. They've funneled God knows how many thousands and thousands of guns down into Fast and Furious, down to Mexico. The MS-13 gangs, all this stuff, they're blending us all together, and they think, well, here's one way. We'll just disarm the American people, and this will make everything fine. And, of course, like I say, when you're in Europe and you see all these people that are driving down the road, and suddenly they have these big old knives pulled on them and stuff, the people are just leaving their vehicles and running for their lives. And, of course, that's apparently, I guess, what they want here in America. And, of course, if you notice the news, they're not mentioning the word immigrant anymore. They're just saying a party did this, it affected this party, but they're not saying that it was someone from Somalia or someone from wherever like that, you know. But they have this constant blending of people together, causing more internal friction. And I mean, I remember going to California and stuff. We used to go down to Chinatown and stuff. It was nice, you know. See how different cultures lived. And no different than going to a Mexican area of town. In Missoula here, they have predominantly Russian areas and stuff like that, you know, but it's not really that big. But the point is, though, is that if you wanted to go to a different culture, you could go there like that. There was no big rift like that. But now you're starting to commingle people that for years have been this war mentality on, as I've mentioned before, like George Bush talking about them evil Muslims, and that we have to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And then suddenly, through this mass immigration pogrom, they're bringing all those same Muslims over here. And I have nothing against Muslims or like that. They're fine in their own country, you know. But this total attack on whiteness is another thing like that. And I have no problem with race or anything like that. But it just, this is going to affect black people as much as whites, as Hispanics or anyone else. That when you start attacking people's cultures, they get defensive. In America, we don't have that much of an actual background culture because most of us here are immigrants anyway. But over in France and stuff, can you imagine these nice little areas where people have predominantly lived there their entire lives and their families and families before them, and then suddenly they're being pushed out of their entire communities. And in Germany, they're even making it so that people that had homes have to give them homes up to allow those immigrants to stay there. And this is just getting ridiculous here. But again, whenever you think of anything that's going wrong in the world, remember, a government is behind it. They're the ones that have the visas, the passports. They're the ones that have passed the laws for immigration. They're the ones that enforce the laws of immigration. They cost so much. Whereas most people like you and I probably, or yous and I, since there's plural out there, but most of you and I would like to just live in peace, you know, go out and do our gardening, play with our dogs, cats, whatever like that, you know, and live whatever remaining days we have, play with our radio hobbies, do whatever we want like that, you know. But eventually, it's getting to the point now where whatever you're doing or what I'm doing is offending to someone, and so therefore, like was mentioned earlier there with the comedians, Vegas is having so much problem now with comedians and this so-called being politically correct. I mean, for me, it's like sitting there watching Don Rickles. Yeah, you're right. But it's like watching a Don Rickles performance live down in Las Vegas there, and the way he used to cut into people. And you know what's funny is we all laughed. You know, people aren't that way anymore. Someone just, oh my God, they get up and walk out, you know. Or they'll scream on their way out. They'll make something because they draw attention to themselves, like, my feelings have been hurt. But anyway. Yeah, that's it. Death of humor. Anyway, I'll be right back. I have a video that Ken's going to play for you right here before the top of the hour. But anyway, stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you wanna... Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime, hello, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight?
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to cut in here a little bit earlier. I'm going to have Kenneth play a video here for you, actually an audio. If he wants to go ahead and play it now, go ahead. But I have a short time here, so go ahead and play that, Kenneth.
Are you there, Kenneth?
Backbiter.
I think Kenneth in the control room is having issues.
My fellow Americans.
On August 21st.
On Tuesday.
When Assad's government gassed to death over 1,000 people.
Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians.
Including hundreds of children.
Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children.
The images from this massacre are sickening.
It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack.
Men, women, children lying in rows killed by poison gas. Others foaming at the mouth, gasping for breath. A father clutching his dead children, imploring them to get up and walk.
No child of God should ever suffer such horror.
I determined that it is in the national security interests of the United States.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States
to respond to the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons through a targeted military strike.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike
to deter Assad from using chemical weapons.
To prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
No one disputes that chemical weapons were used in Syria.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons.
The Assad regime has now admitted that it has these weapons and even said they joined the Chemical Weapons Convention, which prohibits their use.
Violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention.
That's what makes America different. That's what makes us exceptional.
That's good. You can kill it.
With humility.
I just wanted to show you the hypocrisy of that, because yesterday a U.S. airstrike massacred more civilians in eastern Syria. At least 20 civilians, mostly women and children, were killed by airstrikes conducted by the U.S. coalition during their past 24 hours. And their so-called targets presumably belonging to the Islamic State. Of course, we know that's a hoax there. But whenever I hear that, I keep thinking of Trump talking about, oh, these poor children, or Obama talking about the poor children of the U.S. Airstrikes. The same thing with the CIA report about how the U.S. actually supplied Saddam with all the chemicals that allowed them to gas that allowed Saddam to gas 5,000 Kurds as well as 1 million Iranians to death, all with U.S. chemical weapons. And also that video clip from Obama was in 2014. And in 2013, if you recall, and you can Google this, about how Syria had surrendered all of its chemicals, and it was all verified. So we know that this was one of these push-type things here to try to get the U.S. back in there because of these red lines. But the article goes on here talking about this. It says the death toll is more likely to rise here as victims are still buried under rubble. So, but again, it's only when another country does it, as well as when Trump or Obama talks about them poor babies, that we have Planned Parenthood here in the United States that kills every single day 800 babies. Those poor, poor children. Anyway, my break's coming up here. So, anyway, there's more news out of Las Vegas here, and it looks like, not out of Vegas, out of Parkland, that, is that my break coming in there? Yeah. Anyway, so we'll get that Parkland story here right after the break here. But anyway, this is kind of interesting here about this. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.